You know you're kind of a big deal, right?
Bitch, yes I do. That's because I consider fisting first base. But you do know you're kind of a big deal too.
Well, that's because I respect the process. Duh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is Kind of a Big Deal podcast with Terry Miller and Douglas Parks.
Yo, people.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kind of a Big Deal podcast.
Hello, everybody. I've missed you all so, so much.
So it has been a quick hot minute since we have joined you all.
Yeah. Coronavirus. It's fucking things up.
Yeah, get you down. So, Douglas, how have you been?
I've been doing pretty good, surprisingly. You know, just trying to figure out the best ways to stay sanitized and virus free as far as like touching things. And I touch my face more than I want to. I just don't realize it until I'm mid scratch. And I'm like, this feels amazing, but I'm not supposed to be doing this. You know, it's like, I can't help it. So I literally make sure I have alcohol wipes or a bottle of spray bleach in it at work. I'm always spraying my hands with something or washing my hands. They're dry as fuck. And I need to get some lotion on them because they're just so, all the alcohol and bleach. But other than that, I'm doing great. You know, my friends are all healthy so far and everybody's fine. Everybody I work with is healthy and fine. And it makes me weary about going to Lizzie's baby shower with all those people. I don't know who all's coming over, but I'm a little weary about that, you know. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about that yet because I was thinking about it today when I saw the invite, and I'm like, I don't know, like I'm worried about it.
Now, as far as I am understanding that they canceled it, so
yeah,
I'm not 100% sure, but that's where I'm at on my thought with it is that, you know, we don't need to be around all those exponential people, however, yeah, whatever word you want to use to.
Well, it's like playing Russian roulette every time you go hang out with somebody, you know? So, Cody's texting me.
What?
I don't know. Let's open it up and see what Cody has to say. I tried to get Cody to come on, be on the show. Bastard's like, no, mate. I don't want people seeing me. I'm like, they're not going to see you. They just hear your voice.
I don't like my voice.
Could I get a ride, Doug? I get off work at 9. Yes. So it looks like we'll be pausing this in 20 minutes.
Okay.
So we can go pick him up. All right. So how has your week been, Terrence?
My week has been really weird, actually. At the beginning of this whole thing, I was perfectly fine. I didn't have any issues, but this week I've really been suffering with the whole depression thing taking over and setting in. And that kind of thing, you're really not going to get away from it, especially when you suffer from depression. I think it's just a little bit more when you aren't with people that help you out of that depression.
Yeah.
Like your friends, like spending time with friends. Like that was always my thing to help me stay away from being so depressed and staying out of that hole. And now I don't have that option. So it's very much an issue for me at this point. I'm trying my best to stay positive and keep working towards being positive, but it has been a little bit of an issue this week. It's starting to take its toll.
Well, I could tell sometimes you're depressed, sometimes you're worried, sometimes you're scared, and you have those three emotions you've been going back and forth on. And I'm like, are you all right? Are you mad at me? Because I don't know what's wrong because you're not talking. So I feel your emotions change and it makes me worry, you know, because I know I'm an asshole sometimes and I say shit that I shouldn't say, you know, not being mean, but being funny and all that. So I always try to make sure it's not me that fucking did something, you know? And once I find out it's not me, I'm like, good. I can continue being a dick because it's not bothering him, you know?
No, I mean, and I think that a lot of it is that you're here with me. So a lot of that has helped me through this whole entire thing. If I was still alone and I had to deal with all this stuff, then I really think that it would set in a lot harder than it has.
Yeah.
So just trying to stay from getting to that point where it is tough for me to get back out of is what I'm trying to work towards. And I know a lot of times that you're like, why are you zoning out? Why are you not talking to me? And that's a lot of it, because I will zone out when I'm depressed or anxious because I block everything out. Because if I don't block everything out, then my mind starts wandering and then it causes more issues. So I try not to have that happen.
Yeah. Well, I think what it is you need like space while you're in the company of people. You know what that means?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, like you're comfortable. You can work on yourself when you're in a position where you feel safe and comfortable. You know, I remember when I was younger, I used to do mushrooms a lot. Now, mushrooms, if I did them, I had to be somewhere where I knew I was going to be safe. At home or out in the woods camping, somewhere that's randomly set up and I have friends that are there with me. I used to always make sure there was friends with me that weren't doing anything and they'd watch us, you know? So, yeah, but it's almost like that. You want the company, you want to be as comfortable as possible and feel safe, but it work on yourself, you know? So it's okay to escape and do that. I just want to hear, I'm going to take a time out. You know, you could take your time out anywhere you want. As long as I know you're taking a time out, when you come out of it, you know, I'll leave you alone. I'll watch TV and do my thing or read a book or get on TikTok.
Yeah, but the thing is I've never had to tell somebody, hey, I need to take a time out. I've never had to do that before.
Well, you should have been doing it. You have to take time out. You have to do it.
Yeah, I do it, but...
Start doing it.
I do it, but it really all depends on like how I had never had to tell somebody that I need to take a time out. So it really depends on when I need to take that time out, whether I say it or I don't. Like I don't want you to think that I'm ignoring you or I'm being ignorant to you when I'm not. I'm trying to shield myself from what may come. And with this whole thing, it's unforeseen what's going to happen with it. So a fear has driven it a lot.
Yeah. That's why you need to be safe. You have to deal with the fear. You know, you put fear aside, you put worry aside and close your mind. You got to think about it, meditate and stuff like that. You joked the other day and said, I need to go meditate for a while. I have my meditation kitty. It's Benny Puss. He lays on my lap. I massage his shoulders and he purrs and I take and soak up his energy and he like filters out some of my negative energy.
Yeah,
he's good about that. It's all the hair.
Every single time that we record, he's got the cat in his lap.
He jumps up here.
And I know in the last five episodes we've did, it's probably come up once with like, oh my gosh, cat, you got such bad breath. So, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there right now, you know, for this episode, since it's a common trend, the cat has bad breath.
I mean, like, I feel bad because this is a recent thing. And this breed of cat, there's a shot they have to have, and it takes all that away. And it's just a shot. But I have to take him, like, set an appointment, put his ass inside his cat carrier, listening to him meow and meow and meow the whole way there. Then when the vet pulls him out and plays with him, he's going to look at me like, I hate you, and you're going to pay for this when you go to sleep. So after we leave the vet's office, he meow, meow, meows the whole entire way home. I just can't let him run loose in my car because I'm afraid he's going to get down on the floor and get behind my brake and gas pedals, and I can't stop the car, you know, or I can't make it go. And we're going to get an accident, and Benny Puss is going to die. And I don't want that, so I keep him in the cat carrier.
Knowing him, though, but he doesn't like it on your lap.
Yeah, I can't. And if the airbag goes off, it's going to smash him. It'll be Bentley pancakes all over my fucking car. I'd have to get rid of that car. I couldn't drive that car anymore.
Okay, I think it would be one Bentley pancake. I don't think he's going to break into pieces and make multiple pancakes.
Well, if he explodes, those pieces are going to, like, be like Bentley dumplings.
Oh.
And I don't want that. I don't want Bentley dumplings. I want Bentley whole. You know, he's my favorite. I love this cat.
So speaking of cats, Doug and I finished watching Tiger King on Netflix. And we just had to watch it because, you know, you had to figure out what all the rage is about with the show. And Doug and I were talking while watching it, actually a lot. But talking about the whole Carol Baskin's case and.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Okay, then talk about it.
No, I mean, you go ahead and finish what you were going to say. I'm going to take a picture of me and Kitty Puss.
So the whole Carol Baskin's case and exactly what may or may not have happened with her and her ex-husband. So Doug has this intense story, and I actually agree with him.
You want me to go?
Yeah,
is that what you're talking? Because, all right. Now, that husband made several references. That he said, if I pull this off, it's going to be the slickest move I ever did. You know? Now, I think what he had planned was he was going down there to Puerto Rico, wherever the hell he was going. He was going down there a lot. And he was looking for business and all that stuff. I think he had somebody down there that he met. And he's wanting to leave this bitch, but he didn't want her to end up with any of his money. So he tries to make it look like she killed him, and he escapes to Puerto Rico with millions of dollars that he had hid away that nobody knew about. And he leaves her with that little couple mil that he left her because she got it when he died. And she had him declared dead 5 years later. You know, I really think the dumb bitch didn't kill him, but he just tried to slick her out. But it backfired on him. You know, because the police didn't investigate it the way they should have, and evidence got destroyed. So there's suspicion around the wife, but it's caused by Joe, King Joe, Tiger Guy, whatever his name is.
Joe Exotic,
yeah. He amped all that shit up, you know, just because he hated her. And the husband might have realized that might happen too. And he probably in his mind thinking she's going to get pegged for murder and go to prison. And I'm going to get to divorce her and keep all my money. I think that's what he had planned. And it just didn't work that way because the police really weren't that innocent. That they didn't give a shit about it that much to look into it at the time. They just thought it was a disappearance, you know. But, yeah, it just didn't work out the way he wanted. But he still got away. He's still gone.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully he changed his name and he's hidden it forever. You know, because if he ever comes out that he faked all that, he'll go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but that would have been fucked up if she'd have went to jail for something she didn't do. Like the movie Double Jeopardy. You know, because if she got locked up for killing him and did the time, then she got out and she shot him. She can't get locked up again for the same crime, you know?
Yeah. So the craziest thing about it is TMZ did a special. And I haven't watched it yet. Neither has Doug, but we're going to watch it here in the next couple of days. And the one guy that runs the TMZ was saying that he actually talked to the police, the sheriff that was in the documentary. And he said that there's multiple different things that he thinks is going on with the whole Carol Baskin killing her husband thing. And one of the things that he had said is that it was multiple people involved, not just her solely. he feels that multiple people were involved in that. So I don't know. I think we're going to see some more come out of this, and I don't think it's over yet, to be honest. You have a lot going on in a lot of different pieces, so I definitely think that there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here.
Yeah, because I'm going to run and pick up Cody from work.
And then we'll be right back with you. Hey, everybody, this is Terry Miller from Kind of a Big Deal podcast and Off the Beaten Path. I'm here to tell you all about Midnight Alchemy. Midnight Alchemy is all natural products that makes you feel better. Using nothing but non-GMO, gluten-free, and non-animal tested products, I personally have used the pain-relieving balm, and it is amazeballs. It starts working after about 10 minutes and makes you feel so much better. All Midnight Alchemy products are hand-created by Karen Jones, which is one awesome human being that cares about making you feel better. For more information and to order, follow Midnight Alchemy on Facebook at facebook.com/MidnightAlchemy423. Midnight Alchemy, the power of healing naturally. All right, good people, we are back. I think. Yes, we are. Okay.
Hello, I missed y'all.
So, Doug was doing his civic duties as a brother-in-law and went to get my brother Cody from work.
Yes, I love Cody. I'd do anything he asked.
And,
you know, well, not anything. I have to draw my limits. Yeah.
So we are going to shift gears from our previous conversation when we left you of Tiger King. And we are going to be talking about some other stuff. So, Doug, what would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about the Golden Girls. It's my all-time favorite episode series of all time. I love those old bitches. My second one is Designing Women, of course. But anyway, we won't go the whole "that's gay" route because it's a coronavirus season. We don't want to be coughing new words. Now, I think like Will and Grace is another great show. And you have Will and Grace, you have older episodes from like 20 years ago. And then there's been a 20-year span. Now it came back out again. And the new episode, it's almost like they never went away. There's just a strange gap where time difference shows like they're tweeting and texting and Instagram. Oh, sorry, Barbie. And Instagramming. And I think it would be cool if we had a new Golden Girls, if they were all still alive. You know, unfortunately, three of them are dead. And Betty White's the only bitch left. And I love that bitch. I would, you know, I would love to hang out with Betty White. I would love to have Betty White on my podcast.
I would too.
You know, that would be awesome.
I do like Betty White.
But
you may want to eat a Snickers because you're starting to act like Betty White.
Right now?
Yeah.
How's that?
I don't know. Just figured I'd say it.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
You want me to tell a St. Olaf story?
Huh?
You want me to tell a St. Olaf story?
Sure.
About me and Mr. McDougar Friskin Snefflenhofer. Yeah. The whole town knew that Mr. Hofflestefer Pefferpoffin had a thing for me. Motherfucker would follow me everywhere. Come out of the ice cream parlor, he'd be hanging around out back. I'd walk past the Piggly Wiggly. He'd be snooping around the top of the roof. Everywhere I walked, he's all the way around. I guess they call that stalking nowadays, but back then, you know, Blanche would call that flirting. You know, I don't know, but I'm tired all of a sudden. Like, I've been so tired lately. Everything seems like the brakes were put on it. The world's changing completely, and we have to be honest about that. This shit is not going away anytime soon. All of the people out there that are so worried about the economy and rushing back to work and this and this and that, they have put themselves so far in debt that the least little thing will make them lose everything. And they're fucking putting that fear out there into the world instead of rationally calming down and just thinking about, like, the world needs to change. The world needs to slow down. The world needs to back up. People have just wanted everything to the point that they go out and charge it or run a credit up. They max their credit out. You know, I have 2 credit cards and I choose the limit on them cards. And I keep one at 500 and one at 1,000. And they're just for emergencies. I don't fucking use them, you know, like that. And if I do use them to pay a bill or something, I just turn around the following week and when I get my check and pay it off. I use them pretty much as a cushion week to week if I'm a little low. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I have my car. And I'm getting ready to buy a house.
Yes,
and
queen.
Yes, I'm buying a motherfucking house. So, like, I am more worried about stuff like that. And I'm not worried that if I lose my job tomorrow or we shut down, I'm not going to worry. You know, I'll fix it again. It's fixable. People, don't be afraid to suffer. Suffering is a natural thing in life. It makes you appreciate what you have. And this fucking world's out of balance because nobody appreciates what they have. Nobody appreciates what other people have and what they've worked for either. You can't even ride beside somebody on the road without them acting like a fucking twat waffle. You know, you need to calm your asses down. Getting home a minute or two early isn't worth killing a whole entire family.
No.
Because I personally know somebody who was working 2 jobs when his wife died. His dad had fell and broke his back. Or had cancer, one of the two. And his mom was taking care of both her grandkids while he worked 2 jobs. On the way home from work one night, he fell asleep and he crossed the line and he killed an entire family. And that man used to sit and cry all the fucking time because he couldn't live with the guilt of what he did. And he didn't do it on purpose. It was genuinely an accident. And some could argue that he was working 2 jobs, he wasn't taking care of himself, so he did do it on purpose. But I don't believe in shit like that, you know? His intentions wasn't to kill those people, but he had to live with it.
Yeah.
So, like, you can be in a hurry to get home, but it's not going to be worth the consequences if you're doing it illegally and flying in and out of traffic and speeding. And, you know, I drive pretty much, the most I go is 5 miles over the speed limit, and that's if the road's open, you know? If I'm behind somebody, I'm not on their ass, I'm back. And if somebody's on my ass, I lock my fucking brakes up in the middle of the road. They ain't going to follow me too motherfucking close after that. You know, because after they fucking rear end me, I'm going to drag them out of the fucking truck and beat the fucking shit out of them right there in the middle of the road and not give a shit. I ain't afraid of jail. But what I'm afraid of is a motherfucker testing me and me letting them asses go. I'm just kidding. I'm fucking talking shit.
Yeah, here goes Doug's rant of the fucking episode. So,
you know what my rant is? What? That motherfucking bunny should be real.
Why?
Because I want a bunny. I want a rabbit. And he would be cool as shit. I could put little outfits on him like that. Hmm. Wouldn't he be cute if he was alive?
Yeah, he would be. Little Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Anyhow, so I do get what you're saying about people. They need to slow down. They need to take things seriously. Like even right now with everything going on, they're not taking that seriously. They're not giving a shit about that. They're not caring about anything. They really don't care at all. And when it all boils down to it, you really have to stop for a second and think and put your family in the shoes of all these other people that are losing their lives over a disease that, yeah, we didn't create this disease. We didn't have any form or any way to know about this disease before it happened. But now that it's here, we need to do those precautionary steps to keep it from going as big as it has gotten. Like, I've always been proud to be an American, but at this point, I am not. Americans at this point are being fucking stupid and selfish.
Yeah.
Because, and if I hear one more motherfucker talk to me about a goddamn stimulus check, I'm going to give them a paper cut on their fucking ass cheek with their stimulus check. Y'all are dumb. Y'all are fucking stupid. Let me just put that out there. And I don't give a shit if you stop listening to this podcast or not. All five of you fucking listeners. It is dumb to constantly want money from the government. Are y'all fucking dumb? They're just going to take it from you. They are going to find a way to take it from you. It is not free money. It is not something from this free fucking country that we live in. The only thing that's free in this fucking country is sex. And half the time you got to pay for that shit too.
Well, the government forgets. The federal government forgets. You motherfuckers work for us. Our tax monies is what employs you and pays your salary. Like, you represent us. You work for us, but they don't work for us. They fucking work for whoever has the most money to pay them on top of what they already make. You know? So that's fucking bullshit, for one, in its own right. But lobbying is never going to stop, really. How can you stop it? It's going to be done illegally. It's going to be done somehow. You know, it's almost like that old adage, why did God make it so that a snake and a dog cannot reproduce? Because the last thing you want is a loyal snake. You know, and it's like the fucking government, they're snakes, they're crooks, they're liars.
Most definitely.
And that's where a lot of the confusion's coming from right now, because people do not believe we are really facing a pandemic until they actually know or see somebody who dies from it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of families out there, and a lot of people I talk to are like, I don't even know anybody that has a disease, and they don't believe it's a thing. They think the government's lying to us to get our diversion taken away so they can. And normally I would be the same way. But in this sentence, while the government was being the snake ass snakes they were, a fucking storm cloud rolled in that they weren't aware of, and they ignored it, and it put a fucking hitch in their giddy up. So now they got to shell out trillions of dollars to keep us fucking busy while they fix this shit. But like, it's out of their control.
Oh,
it's not in their control anymore. And they can keep trying to cover it up and hide it, their dirty shit, but shit is going to be exposed now, because this world is not going to remain the same. It's got to change the way we react to people, the way we hang out, the things we do. You know, it reminds me of that old movie Sylvester Stallone was in with Sandra Bullock, where he pretty much like woke up like so many hundreds of years later and the world was completely different.
Yeah.
And people didn't actually have sex. They put on 3D goggles and stuff like that and had sex that way. And like, he said to Sandra, they like started kissing or whatever. She's like, wait, we're not allowed to kiss each other because of germs and stuff. You know, like that movies like that pop in my head, you know?
Yeah.
And it's almost like the world's definitely fucking changing, and we don't know how. There might be people we never see again.
Yeah. And you know? The world is changing. It's changing all the time. But with this is that, like, yeah, I understand if you don't see it, you don't believe it. But half of you motherfuckers that see, that are saying, haven't seen it, so I don't believe it, are the ones that are sitting in church every fucking Sunday pushing God on everybody. You can't see God, can you? I haven't seen God. Never.
Yeah. And if you can have an invisible God, then you can have an invisible enemy.
Exactly.
And Satan's an invisible enemy to them too, but they're not putting two and two together. Another thing, they're wrong. Christians are wrong. If you guys are having church right now when you shouldn't be, the Bible tells us, God himself says, obey the laws of the land. Even Christ said that.
Yeah.
You obey the laws of the land. You can still love and worship God in your house and still be a Christian. You're not a Christian just because you go to church every Sunday. You're not a Christian just because you sit down there and listen to the pastor and say, amen, brother, I love you. Amen. You know, fuck you. You're worshiping that man and you're up there for attention so everybody can see me. Oh, look at me, Lord. I'm out here praising you and loving you in front of everybody. It's for your own benefit. And the Bible talked about that shit too.
Yeah. And
obey the laws of the land. You're going against God right now if you're not obeying the laws of the land. Do not have church.
My greatest argument is I stood in a garage one time. Does that make me a goddamn car?
Oh, you know what? I'm serious about that self-identifying as a billionaire. I need to figure out how to do that. Because if I self-identify as a billionaire, then I don't know. Somebody's got to give me $1 billion. you know.
Oh.
Because I self-identify.
I self-identify as a billionaire.
Fucking petty asses. I also self-identify as a gay Christian, but you're not going to see me up in church running back and forth, shouting, screaming, falling out in the spirit, you know, because I have something real. I have a God that loves me no matter what. And if you're out there and you got something to say about that, go pray about it. Don't come like, to me. Take your shit to Jesus.
Like the whole Zoom. Okay. So like churches are doing the Zoom thing or Hangouts or whatever you want to call it, where they're doing the web. Pretty much it's a webinar or WebEx.
That stuff's fine. What's
and
wrong with that?
It's the pastor and he's preaching. Oh my gosh, that's the act of the devil. Are you fucking kidding me? You watch it on the goddamn television. People make money preaching on the fucking television and y'all watch that, but that's the act of the devil. Like, y'all don't make any fucking sense.
The bottom line is they're not getting what they want how they want it, so they're fucking throwing a panic. They're throwing a... It's called King Baby Syndrome. I want what I want when I want it, and if I don't get it, I'm going to throw a fucking temper tantrum. And most of it's because that's what the motherfuckers did when they were kids, and they got through a temper tantrum, and what did mommy, daddy do? Give it to them. Give everybody a trophy. Now all these give everybody a trophy motherfuckers are out here trying to run their mouths and run things and say, I'm not gonna change my lifestyle because of some disease that's floating around, you know?
I'll give up my life just to party.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and do us all that favor so we don't have to deal with your dumb ass no more. I say let them party. I say let's give them a fucking place where all they can go. And we'll fucking supply it with beer and fucking cocaine and fucking weed. And they can go out there all together and party their asses off and let fucking nature take its course. That's what I say.
All right. Now you sound like the Christians talk about putting the gays on an island.
No, but seriously, fucking whatever, man. If that's how you want to go out of this world, that's fine. You want to play Russian roulette with yourself, that's good. But do it away from everybody else that doesn't want to be involved in it. If you want to go have church, fine. Then why don't you all buy a whole entire community that's a private community that has a church in the middle of that motherfucker?
Yeah.
And all you church members can just have your own little convent, you know, and the whole entire community could be tax-free because it's under the church. There's an idea. Go ahead.
Be like the modern fucking Amish.
Yeah, the Amish got it down. You know, just wear deodorant and you'll be fine. You know, people ain't going to judge you. You know?
It's so fucking ridiculous at this point that, I mean, you hear from all sides. It's not just Christians. It's not just Catholics. I'm not pinpointing one group. What I'm saying is that people are being very careless and very stupid at this point. And it is now transferring from humans back to animals. So, guys, do you know what that means? If it's transferring from humans to animals, if you get it, you could give it to your animal and then it could mutate and come back to humans and cause a million different other issues.
Oh, yeah.
You all are being very fucking stupid. And don't give me this shit as it's I can't see it. I haven't seen it. So it must not be real, because there's a lot of shit that happens in this world that you can't see. And it is real. Aliens are real. And I haven't seen one of those bitches, but they're real.
The government is not going to shut down an entire nation if there's not really something fucked up going on. Because
agreed.
They're missing out on all the freaking trillions of dollars that they earn from us. You know, like, through everything. Companies that the fucking government secretly owns. Like, I know they fucking own secret governments. Like, microwaves and that shit. Where the hell did that shit come from? You know? All them fucking companies are patented right out. You got to pay patents and rights. You got to have insurance on your business. Everything's owned by somebody. And somebody's fucking... I think there's fucking three people that control it all. I'm not going to go into all this shit right now because I'm tired and I don't want to think about it. But, yeah, like, this shit's real. And they don't know what to fucking do about it. Look how fucking Trump's been bumbling out. Making himself look like a jackass, promising that he swears one drug will work. You know, and I don't have a fucking problem with Trump. I don't hate Trump. I don't love Trump. I don't like Trump. I don't know Trump. I think Trump's funny as shit. And I think he's also dumb as hell, too. But then he also has this mega fucking million business, and he's a Gemini, and I'm a Gemini, and his birthday's a day before mine.
Fun facts.
Like, me and Trump are homies. I would love to hang out with Trump. I would tell him you're a crooked motherfucker, but you're honest about it, so I'll hang out. We'll talk. You know. I mean, fuck it. Betty White and Trump. They should be president and vice president.
All right. So next episode, tune in with us as we are going to possibly have on a guest, my friend Estee Lawrence from Texas, maybe calling in to talk about her experiences during this pandemic and everything that's going on. Also talk a little bit about conspiracy theories and talk more on our rant for this week as we continue on with the episode. So until next time, stay groovy. We love you all. Bye.
Bye-bye now.